A beautiful example of true belief in action crossed my desk recently from the alumni magazine of my own alma mater, Columbia University. Written by the director of Columbia's Institute for Learning Technologies, a bureau at Teachers College, this mailing informed graduates that the education division now regarded itself as bound by a contract with posterity. Something in the tone warned me against dismissing this as customary institutional gas. Seconds later, I learned with some shock that the Teachers College felt obligated to take a commanding role in maintaining the planet. The next extension of this strange idea was even more pointed. Teachers College now interpreted its mandate, I was told, as one compelling itself to distribute itself all over the world and to teach every day, 24 hours a day, close quote. To gain perspective, try to imagine the University of Berlin undertaking to distribute itself among the 50 American states, to be present in this foreign land 24 hours a day, swimming in the minds of Mormon children in Utah and Baptist children in Georgia. Any university intending to become global like some nanny creature spawned in Bacon's ghastly utopia New Atlantis is no longer simply in the business of education. Columbia's Teachers College had become an aggressive evangelist by its own announcement, an institution of true belief selling an unfathomable doctrine. I held its declaration in my hand for a while after I read it, thinking. Let me underline what you just heard. Picture some UN thought police dragging reluctant Serbs to a loudspeaker to listen to Teachers College rant. Most of us have no frame of reference in which to fit such a picture. Narcosis in the face of true belief is a principal reason the disease progressed so far through the medium of forced schooling without provoking much major opposition. Only after a million homeschooling families and an equal number of religiously oriented private school families emerged from their sleep to reclaim their children from the government in the 1970s and 1980s, in direct response to an epoch of flagrant social experimentation in government schools, did true belief find ruts in its road. Columbia, where I took an undergraduate degree, is the last agency I would want maintaining my planet. For decades, it was a major New York slumlord, indifferent to maintaining its own neighborhood, a territory much smaller than the globe. Columbia has been a legendary bad neighbor to the community for the 40 years I've lived near my alma mater. So much for its qualifications as planetary guardian. Its second boast is even more ominous. I mean that the goal of intervening in mental life all over the world, teaching every day 24 hours a day. Teaching what? Shouldn't we ask? Our trouble in recognizing true belief is that it wears a reasonable face in modern times.